Okay.
From the embassy to from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and I got so much stuff on that kind of stuff, but we didn't get to get into the deep stuff.
Well, here we go. This is my first live stream to YouTube, and I think it's going to shoot sideways, unlike the Facebook Live. So we have, of course, Brand Thornton here, Shofar Man, and this is Paul. Yay, Paul Bliss.
Let me help.
He's a cowboy poet. Now, I've got some YouTube video from back in 2014 when he is up there, and I like what you say, how you say what you say. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
What have you been doing these last few years then?
Well, I'm just running cows.
Yeah? Where you run cattle at?
Well, in Utah.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a livestock transportation business. We haul cattle all over the western United States.
Well, that smell that, what they say about that smell, smells like money?
Smells like money. Get it on your clothes, it looks like money.
Well, you know what? I've neglected to find you on the internet, and I will do that. And when I get back and add description, I'll put some links up in here. And of course, Brand here, he's ever faithful. From I've been looking at past videos, and we see you all throughout the years, standing there in Dunkerville in 2014, of course. And I'm sure proud to know y'all. I've met a lot of great people here. There's this stand that we're taking. I think a lot of people don't really get the full impact of what's going on up in here.
Well, for me, it's a labor of love. There's nothing I'd rather be doing, and there's nothing more important to be doing. Yeah. So, yeah, it's an opportunity for me, and you know, I relish it, actually. I was interviewed by KSL last year. They wanted to know why I was doing what I was doing, if I was afraid, and they said, no. I go, well, do you actually enjoy this? I go, I love this.
Yeah, I'm getting some shots of your buttons. But some heroes, I'll tell you. And Cliven's, hey, that really says a lot that he's not taking any terms.
Yeah.
It really does. Would you give us a short poem?
Well, I don't know if I can do one that's presentable for YouTube or not. Well, back in 1975, I got a chance to take a trip to a hotel in Hawaii on a sunny, sandy strip. 'Twas my first time to the island. Shoot, I seldom got to town, yet I was there in paradise. The plane had just touched down. I pulled on my old boxer shorts that I'd brought from home, pulled on my boots and cowboy hat, started into Rome. I headed for the ocean shore where the bright bikinis gleamed. Oh, sights like I ain't ever seen. Least, why, since I'd been weaned. I paraded up and down the beach, provoking many stares, but the women just ignored me like I wasn't even there. But then by chance a guy I met said, well, maybe I can help. I got women all around me. I'd be glad to share the wealth. First, trade in those old boxer shorts for a Speedo that's too small. Lose the boots and cowboy hat, because I don't wear them here at all. And then, for a final touch, like he thought of it as later, once you get that Speedo on, you might drop in a tater. And then, my friend, the drought will end. Women will come flocking. No longer by your lonesome self on this beach you'd be walking. Well, hell, I couldn't hardly wait to try my newfound friend's advice. And sure enough, next morning, I was out there strutting nice. No hat, no boots, my Speedo on. Yet I was still a bust. The women, well, they noticed me, but turned then in disgust. Well, what went wrong? What did I do? I asked my newfound friend. I only wanted to attract a few, but it appears I did offend. Well, there's one more thing I might suggest to help you with your hunt. Paul, if I was you, I believe I'd move that tater to the front.
I knew that was coming. I did. That's good. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
I think they really do got some cowboys in Hawaii, though, don't they?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. They got some good working ranches over there.
Well, I've got cowboy credentials back in Arkansas, and I can give reference.
All right. Yeah, over in Hawaii, they ship them over here in containers. They don't finish them in Hawaii. They ship them over here as 5, 6, 7 weights in containers on the ocean. You see these big container boxes. Mm-hmm. They cut holes in them, and they have bars, and they feed water in them, and then they ship them over here, and then they load them on trucks and bring them into
the dock
in California, and unload them and rest them, and then they ship them out. Sometimes they'll go like to Durango on grass for the summer.
Oh, okay.
And then go to the feedlots.
All right. Yeah.
Finish them out over here in the Corn Belt, up in Nebraska, the Panhandle, Texas, or Kansas.
You heard of the chuck wagon races back in Clinton, Arkansas?
I have not.
We'll have to look at that.
I heard them Kesslow boys from Arkansas are pretty handy mule guys over that way.
Oh, yeah? What's your name again?
Kesslow. Johnny Kesslow.
Okay. I'll have to look him up. Dan Oaf and his wife Peggy have the Bar Oaf Ranch back in Clinton. They have national chuck wagon races every year in the fall. It's Labor Day in the fall, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. I always mix up Memorial Day and Labor Day. They got a Facebook page, too. Anyways, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You bet.
And thanks for you guys for being my first live to YouTube.
There you go.
All right, folks. And
viral.
Yeah, Miss B. Stacy is going to be picking this up, I do believe. And I really appreciate all the work that she's doing. And
she does a lot of good work.
Yes. And Jay Grady.
Yes.
And Valley Forge Network. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Well, I come. I should have took the first bus or 30 minutes beforehand. So I got here at 8:15 and folks started coming in. So we'll be here for any more updates. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back more later.